Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax with Bublé there. And haven't met you yet on Saturday Live. It's time for this.
Travel Talk, brought to you by Germany.travel. Experience UNESCO heritage. Germany awaits.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk with Ed Finn. You're on the box tonight, by the way, aren't you?
Yeah, tonight, 4 o'clock. Yeah, if
this
you're not
afternoon.
Playing golf, right? Yeah, my new travel show, Ed Finn Travels, is starting on Virgin Media 4 today at 4 o'clock. Germany is the first one, Würzburg and all sorts of exciting places, Franconia. It's running for 7 weeks, Robbie. We're doing France, ferries, Spain, Basque Country, Wexford, Limerick, Northern Ireland, beautiful new places up there, UNESCO Geoparks, Plessor Cord.
I'll break Virgin out the Barbie this afternoon and we'll have it on. Yeah. Virgin Media 4 at 4.
Yeah.
Of course, there's lots of golf on at the moment, Ed. We got the Irish Open. And when is the Ryder Cup coming?
Yeah, 2027, Robbie. In fact, there's Fáilte Ireland are doing a huge push, actually. Because, you know, like golf tourism, I suppose, is worth about 300 million to the economy here every year. I mean, it's huge. And I played golf, loads of golf when I was young. Monkstown and Cork, great spot. My dad got a hole in one there once. There was consternations about that. Sure. Ireland's ancient east. I went up. Ireland's ancient old golfer went up, Robbie, to have a few swings. Now, I call this my big hitter trip, right? Because when I say big hitters, right, I was hitting the ball and I was hitting all the spots with tourism here, as in I did Newgrange, Slane Castle. Da, da. But just on the golf thing, very interesting, right? No messing here. Before I knew it, I was driving, right? Driving the ball. Like, really, the weather was lovely as well. And, of course, these are Lynx golf courses there. You have the three of them along. You have Bettystown, you have Beltray, or Louds Gundy Golf Club, and you have Seapoint. And then I went off to Slane Castle. I met the Earl of Mount Charles, Henry Mount Charles' son, Alex, who was very busy there. Of course, you know, Slane Castle, the whole history there is amazing. And what a stunning place, right? I mean, yeah. The location of it. I mean, the fire, of course, did a lot of damage. They refurbished the whole house there, but you can stay there now. There's rooms there, there's weddings there. You can hire out the rooms if you're doing like weddings and different kind of group activities and stuff. The distillery across from it, fantastic, Slane Distillery. The whole area there is gorgeous, of course, as well. Then I went that night, Robbie, to now Scholarstown House, right, which is a beautiful kind of an old red brick boutique hotel, I would say, in Drogheda. And I stayed in the D Hotel in Drogheda, right? Which, again, very, very nice, beautiful hotel there on the river. But I had amazing food there. Now, Scholarstown, they have about 26 rooms, I think, approximately. Eugene, the sommelier there, was pairing like these amazing wines. Dave Kelly, the chef, came out and was chatting to me. But I was really impressed. The next day, then, I continued on my golfing quest, Robbie, and I headed to a lovely golf club, Seapoint. Right, and as the name would suggest, it's on the sea there. I mean, you can see it's right beside Beltray where I was, and there I met Ed, who was another fantastic golf pro as well. You think you're in a very plush hotel, like it's beautiful. You can't stay there now because it's, you know, it's a golf club, but fabulous. I had beautiful lunch there, lovely soup and sandwiches. Golf clubs do great food.
Did you
I always
get good
find.
Weather for all of this.
Beautiful. Look at the tan. Look, can you see? That's not out of a bottle, Robbie.
And you have to be a member of these clubs to play golf.
No, no. If
there.
You're a member of a golf club in Ireland, like you can play there for I think it's €60, and then if you're not a member, I think it's €140. You know, you have the golf club membership thing they have there, so. You could separate the two, like you could just do the lovely other things that I did. Like I went on that evening, of course, Bruin na Boinne, the famous UNESCO heritage site where we have Newgrange. I'd never been into the chamber. I did Noth first.
Because that's very hard to get into, isn't it?
Yeah, lottery thing for the solstice every year.
Yeah.
The ancient Neolithic people there had it all geared towards the sun. Mm. They do a simulation. So when we went right inside, only 10 people now, you know, they break it down into small groups. Very narrow chamber. So you go in to the very end. Yvonne, our guide, brilliant, turned off the lights, you're in total darkness, and then there's a simulation of an illumination where it's like as if the sun, a light comes right in to the end of the chamber, and all the artwork, like older than the pyramids, And the way they've done it there, I was so impressed. And I mean, I would say to anyone, it is the first thing you should see, because I mean, it's only up the road from here, but it was fabulous, and it's done really, really well. But for me, what was lovely about it, right, I mean, the golf courses were like 10 minutes out the road from Drogheda. I picked up a car hire on Monday and I came back on Wednesday. I think it was €23 I spent on diesel. So I mean, it was a very light carbon footprint, and I didn't have much driving to do. But It's a beautiful part of the world. Now, of course, the Battle of the Boyne, you've all that. It's a beautiful, lush part of Ireland. And I really enjoyed it. And the combination, I loved as well. And as you said, golf is coming up again, huge.
Sure is, yeah.
And I loved it. I mean, you know, I remember always Mark Twain, remember the famous line, a good walk ruined people that didn't like golf. A lot of people thought, it's a bit stuffy. That's all changed so much now, though. You know, I found even the gear, the equipment, the golf shoes now are so light, they float away. You know, yeah, I was very impressed now, I must say. And the bug is back.
We're living in Ireland's ancient East. It isn't that far to travel to these places. Why don't we do it more often?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I did 2 days, one overnight there, as I said, the D Hotel. It's brilliant, right? It is. I actually have been away on holidays abroad for like a week or, you know, long weekends, and I felt more refreshed after this, genuinely, than I had like on other trips. No stress, of course.
To relive your golf youth while you were up there as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was fabulous, right? And it is a lovely way to spend like a few days, right? Because you're out in nature. Stunning.
Thanks for telling us all about it, Ed.
Great.
Great to see you again for Travel Talk, back next weekend on Saturday Live.
Travel Talk, brought to you by Germany.travel. Experience UNESCO heritage. Germany awaits.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.